I believe we're going to read some out of the book of Exodus, the 8th and the 9th chapter. I believe that's where we're at. Starting with the 8th chapter. We're going to start with the 20th verse. And the Lord said unto Moses, Rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water. And say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. And the Lord did so, and there came a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh and into the servants' houses and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. We're going to drop down to the 9th chapter, first verse. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me. For if thou refuse to let them go and wilt hold them still, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, and upon the horses, and upon the asses, and upon the camels, upon the oxen, and upon the sheep, and there shall be a very grievous murrain. And the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt, and there shall nothing die of all that is the children of Israel. And the Lord appointed a set time, saying, Tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. And the Lord did that thing on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but of the cattle of the children of Israel died not one. And Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. Now I know this is some very familiar scripture, and I know that it's been preached on, no doubt, many a time, but this is seemingly what we have tonight. I've got some other scripture that we'll probably try to go to if the Lord sends that away. But the scripture says here, and you know this is in the midst of the plagues that the Lord had set upon Egypt, because the children of Israel had been in captivity. But the Lord told Moses to tell Pharaoh, he said, "This thing shall come upon your house and your servants and your land." But he said something. I've got just a word, and it's for whatever. It's just what we have. So you just bear with us. He said, I will sever in that day in the land of Goshen, in which my people live. I will sever. Now, he said in the ninth chapter, in the fourth verse, he said, "And the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt." Now, that word sever is really got several definitions to it, but in this case, and in most cases, in that of the scripture throughout the Bible, he's talking about separating and dividing, making a difference. Now, sever also means that you cut off. But most of the times in the Word of God, it is used as a separation or a dividing. God showed a difference between the Israelite and the Egyptian. He showed it purposely, that Pharaoh might know that God was God and in control. The scripture teaches us, and you know the plagues that went on, the different things that they've done in these places, the swarm of flies, he said, it's going to be everywhere. He said, it'll be in your chamber, it'll be in your servant's chamber. And he said, and on the ground, can you imagine? But he said, in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel is, he said, I will not have no flies. And the Bible says that in these things where God separated things between Israel and Egypt, that Pharaoh always sent servants down to see what went on in Israel. They went down there and they didn't find flies. They went down there when he put the grievous murrain upon the cattle and all the asses and the horses and everything they owned. And he said they went to Goshen, and there was no cattle dead. No, not one. I want to talk to us tonight, if the Lord help me, my friend, about being severed, about being separated. Brethren, it ain't me and you that does the separation. Thank God it's God that sets things in order. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Brethren, God shows the difference, folks, between light and darkness today. Yes, he does. He's the one that divides. Thank God we're not the divider. We are the divided tonight. Woo!
Hallelujah! Thank God we have been set apart tonight. Yes, we have. Severed. Thank God, severed. Different. Thank God that the world, you are to shout glory. Yes, sir. These things tonight, I thought as we begin the service tonight, my friend, in the first song we sung was Have Thine Own Way. Lord, have Thine Own Way. People, we're not of the world. Thank God we've been separated tonight. Yes, we have. Yes, we have. We ought to be able to shout. Thank God, shout glory. Some of the songs we've sung tonight, brethren, it ought to roll your heart. Yes, sir. It ought to put some buzz. It ought to put some pizzazz. Yes, sir. It ought to put some unction. Thank God in your heart toward God tonight. Yes, sir. I'm living in Canaan now. Danny, you singing that song, I was thinking, my friend, we ought to be shouting. Huh? We're living in Canaan with who? With Jesus. With Jesus. Brethren, we ought to song at heart. Brethren, from our heart. Glory to God. We're in Canaan. We've been severed. We've been separated. Yes, we have. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Woo. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Woo. Woo. Set aside. Thank God, different. We ain't of the world. Woo. Hallelujah. Woo. Severed. Severed. Brethren, it ain't a bad word. Severed. I believe I can prove it to you if the Lord let me. My friend, through His Word. Through His Word. Listen, folks. In order to put an unction of the Holy Ghost in your heart, thank God that you're one of His tonight. Yes, sir. I ain't in Egypt no more. We sang a song. Egypt was once my home. Glory to God. But I'm living in Canaan now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Truth of it is, they could have got there 40 years earlier. They wouldn't believe the good report. You listen to people today, my friend, they'll tell you exactly how wicked this world is, how bad things are. Folks, we're not in Egypt tonight. Glory! We're in Canaan, thank God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's a lot of them waiting to get there. There's a lot of them ain't made it. Thank God I'm camping. I'm camping in Canaan tonight. Because I've been severed. I've been separated. Yes, sir. I've been set apart. Yes, sir. Thank God it ought to make you want to run. It should. If I was able and had the strength, my friend, I just might do it. I wouldn't go far. Preacher, that'd just be plumb silly. I got news for you. Sometimes God people silly people. Yes, they are. You know what's wrong with us tonight? You know what's wrong with us tonight? Brethren, there's too many of us. Thank God got too much of the world in our life. Woo! We don't know how to swim. We just know how to wade in the water. Yes, sir. You gotta get off the shore. Thank God before you can swim. Yes, sir. And you want to catch big fish, you got to get in deep water. I can't help it. It's what I got. Severed. Severed. I've always, just to be honest with you, looked at that word, my friend, as being used as being cut off. It's used in that way. But in the scriptures, my friend, you'll find it to be used as separation and division, divided, separate from the world. Separate. I don't care what you think. The Bible says, my friend, that there was a darkness fell upon Egypt, a darkness that could be felt. Robert, I know I've been in the dark, hadn't you? Yes, sir. I've been in the dark, my friend. I've been in early mornings. Yes, sir. Early mornings, folks. The light just don't appear all at once. Do you know that? But I'm going to tell you, in the land of Goshen, it was. Light was on. Huh? Yes, sir. Light was on. Yes, sir. And in Egypt, thank God, is darkness that could be felt. I believe there was a line. Brethren, when they went to Goshen, thank God they saw light down there. Amen. You know what's wrong with this world? Now I'm going to tell you what's wrong with half our church members. If not more, it's a shame. We've got used to the dark. We've got used to how things are. Yes, sir. I'm here to tell you tonight that you're not part of that. You're severed. You're separated. You've been set aside for this purpose. Thank God you are the church. And the church is the light of the world today. No darkness. Thank God is sinner, my friend. Not any. They did one cow die in Goshen. Not one sheep. Not one horse. Not one ass. Not one camel. No, sir. Not one. And brethren, Egypt didn't have any that did not die. Don't tell me God didn't make a difference, thank God. He drawed a line. Yes, sir. He drawed a line. When these plagues come, they didn't come in Goshen. They didn't cross the line. No, sir. No, sir. God had a point. Egypt, Pharaoh, and Egypt's going to know that I am God. Yes, sir. When you leave her, my friend, they going to know that God has spoken. I would to God tonight, I really do. I would to God tonight that you felt like you were severed, separated. Thank God, set aside for the job. Sever. God said, I will sever. Sever. I'm going to separate them. I'm going to separate all the Israel from the Egyptian. Yes, sir. Call it whatever you want to, but I can't get away from the line, brother. There's a line. There's a line. Listen to me. Did you know the world needs a light? Church, where are they going to get it? Where are they going to get it? They're going to get it from the church. I believe that. I'm going to preach that. Folks, I'm going to preach to you tonight. You've been severed. You've been separated. You've been set aside. Thank God to be the church of the living God. And brethren, I'm living with Him now. Thank God. There's a lot of them don't like it. Crafting, I can't help it. I can't help it. Robert, I believe that book will teach it. I believe it'll show you, brethren, that the kingdom of heaven has come. How in the world can you preach anything different? God, what was Jesus' message? What was John's message? Brethren, the kingdom of God is at hand. Brethren, that's what Jesus brought. Yes, sir. I'm not Egypt. I'm not in Egypt. I ain't going back to Egypt. Hallelujah. You know what I am? I am redeemed. Ain't you? Glory. Hallelujah. Set aside, folks. Severed. Thank God, severed tonight. Children of Israel could not sever themselves. It took God Almighty. Yes, sir. to do the separating. Folks, he's doing it today. Yes, sir. He's got the true Israel. All Israel shall be saved. That's what that book teaches. I believe that, and I'm going to preach that, but I'm going to tell you it ain't on natural Israel. Ain't got one thing to do with what's happening over yonder in the east. No, sir. No, sir. They can do whatever they want to, Carrie, but the fact of it is the kingdom of God ain't over yonder. Thank God it's in the hearts of men. I can preach it. Thank God. And the book will tell you so. What did John see coming out of heaven? Huh? Coming down? Yes, sir. As a bride adorned for her husband. That what he said? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank God you better believe we are. Yes, sir, you better believe. Thank God we're married. I ain't waiting to be married. Thank God. Hallelujah. 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 Did you know tonight, I'm going to go just a little bit further. I didn't tell you anything about some of this other scripture. I didn't know whether I would or whether I wouldn't. And I don't know why, but I feel like it's necessary. So we'll go a little bit further. Brethren, you can believe what you want to believe, but I'm going to tell you something. My friend, if you're a part of the kingdom, then you are part of the church. You are the church. You are, my friend, part of that John seen coming down from heaven. That new Jerusalem. Yes, sir. That new Jerusalem, my friend, ain't over yonder. It ain't about to be built back. It ain't talking about being built back. Thank God it was built when he seen it come down. And the tabernacle of God is with men. That's what John said. That's what John saw. And thank God that's what happened. Thank God he severed this thing. He divided it, folks. He separated it. And thank God we're not mixed in with Egypt no more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You hear me? I would to God people get a hold of what God's done for us. When he sent his son, my friend, he sent him for me and you. Did he not? He sent him, thank God, that kingdom might be put together. Yes, sir. A spiritual kingdom. We talk about, and we've said something about the verse, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. You didn't get that greater until you was born again. But when you was born again, you got something greater. Yes, sir, greater. Greater, thank God, than you. No matter how big you are or what you think, brethren, he is greater tonight. He is. He severed, separated.
You go down through the Old Testament and you'll find that God separated certain men as he went down the journey. Yes, he did, to do different things. But he had something. I'm going to read it to you. I'm just going to read it to you. You bear with me. For just a minute. You can find it in the 20th chapter of the book of Leviticus. Now he begins to talk. He's talking about keeping the commandments, talking to Israel and what have you. But then he's talking about setting up the high priest. I'm going to read it to you. Preacher ain't got nothing to do with us. I'm going to read it to you anyway. Brethren, he separated. Do you know in the book of Leviticus gets into a lot of law things. A lot of things that they could not, should not do. Or things that they could do. It's not all one-sided. But there's a lot of things, my friend, that he separated the high priest for that high priest could not do. Because what? Because he severed him. I'll read it to you. He divided him. He set him aside. Brethren, they come out of the house of Aaron. They come out of Levi. Yes, sir. That's the reason it's called the Levitical priesthood. But the high priest, they were some things. Now, I've heard people all my life talk about the high priest couldn't be married. Well, they didn't read the book. You may be sitting there, well, he can't be married. Well, I'm fixing to read some things to you about the high priest, about that man that God had severed, set him aside. I'm going to ask you a question tonight. Have you ever felt like the hand of God was on you? You ought to have. You're one of his. Yes, sir. You're one of his. He ain't forgot you. Brethren, if he sets you aside, I'll guarantee you, you felt the hand of God. And if he sets you aside for something in particular, my friend, I believe you know it. There's people, my friend, that's missing blessings because they are not filling the office that God's got for them. I'm just going to preach it. You say, preacher, we don't believe in high priests. I know we don't. But I'm going to read something to you about when it got set up. Because they did have high priest. Now, preacher, it ain't got nothing to do with today. Oh, it's got everything to do with today. Yes, it does. The scripture says in the New Testament, says that we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Brethren, that high priest office is still occupied. Glory. Yes, it is. Not by man.
Thank God it changed, folks, from a natural kingdom to a spiritual kingdom. And we have a high priest, thank God, that knows all about us. Yes, we do. 22nd verse of the 20th chapter of the book of Leviticus. Ye shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, that the land whither I bring you to dwell therein spew you not out. Did you hear that? He's talking to people, my friend, that hadn't yet made it to Canaan. Yes, sir. But he said, you keep my commandments. That's what he said. I ain't gonna get into verse for verse if I can help it. But I want you to know these things were binding. These covenants were binding. Brethren, he said, I'm bringing you to a land that ye did not dwell nor fight nor nothing else for. I'm giving you this land. I promise this. He promised this to Abraham when he was Abram. Yes, sir. He showed him in a deep sleep. Did he not? 400 years they're going to be in captivity. But thank God they're coming. They're coming to a land that they did not work for. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. He said, I'm going to give it to them. You know what that land was, folks? It was the land of Canaan. Yeah. Now, I can go back and I can really confuse you a little bit. But the truth of it is, Canaan, which come out of Noah, my Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and brethren Ham had a son by the name of Canaan. And brethren Ham was cursed, and so was Canaan.
Yeah.
Read it.
Yeah.
You don't take my word for it. Read it. It's in there. But brethren, God had this land set aside in the days of Abram. He said, in other words, your kindred, your seed that I'm going to bless, my friend, I'm going to give them this land of Canaan. He said, before they get there, they're going to be held captive 400 years until the fourth generation. Go and read it. You find out, my friend, if Joseph, Jacob wasn't the fourth generation. Yes, sir. That went down in Egypt. Joseph being the first one that went into Egypt. I ain't got time to get into all that, but you can read it for yourself. It's a fact. Now, in the book of Leviticus, pretty much all the way through, it gets into the commandments and the things and the testimonies and the things that the children of Israel could and could not do. It's fact. And you shall not walk in the manners of the nation. What did I preach to you tonight? You are severed. You are severed. I'm going to tell you, I know he is talking to the children of Israel in this day, but brethren, you are to apply it. You are to apply it to your heart just exactly like he's talking to you.
Amen.
Because you are a separated, divided, severed people tonight. You ought to thank God, shout glory, just because God loves you. And you shall not walk in the manners of the nations which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I could go on and on tonight, my friend. Did you know that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because their sin had reached up to God? Is that not a fact? Their sin. Brethren, they were so wicked, thank God, that God smelt their sin. He sent men down there, sent angels, three of them. Three men, they come right by Abram. Did they not? Yes, sir. Two of them went on, one stayed with him. Yes, sir. Abram pleaded with God, pleaded with the Lord. It's what the book says. He pleaded with the Lord, and God heard him and give him his request. Did he not? Right down to 10. Listen, folks. You may think I've lost my mind, but folks, you're a severed people. You don't think God will listen to you? You don't think God would hear you? I just happen to believe, and I really believe this, folks. I believe it's the church that's holding this thing together. Yes, sir. It's the glue. Yes, sir. Without the church, brethren, this world don't have a hope. He said, I abhorred them. He said, these other nations done these things. I abhorred them. But I have said unto you, ye shall inherit their land. Listen. And I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people. If you ain't got the gist of the message tonight, that's exactly what I'm preaching to you, that you are a severed, separated, divided people from this world. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Ye shall therefore put difference between the clean, listen, beast and unclean, between the unclean fowls and clean. Ye shall not make your souls abominable by beast or by fowl or by any manner of living thing that creepeth on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. And ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people. Amen. He said that ye should be mine. Severed ye from other people. Listen. A man also or woman that hath a familiar spirit or that is a wizard shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. Now I'm going to tell you something tonight. We're not under the law as such as they were. But I'm just going to be honest with you. There's some things that God set in order in that of the children of Israel early on that is still in force today. Yes, sir. Now, did he not say he separated them? Did he not say he severed them? He said that they might be mine. Whose are you tonight? Whose are you? I'm going to read this to you. I can't help it. And the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto the priest, the sons of Aaron, and say unto them, there shall none be defiled for the dead among his people. Now you'll have to do a little digging and reading when it comes to that, but I'm not going to get into that right at this moment. But for his kin that is near unto him, that is for his mother, or for his father, or for his son, or for his daughter, and for his brother, and for his sister, a virgin that is nigh unto him, which hath had no husband, for her may he be defiled. Now I could get into all that again, but I'm not going to. But he shall not defile himself, being a chief man among his people, to profane himself. He shall not be defiled. All these things that defileth, he shall not be partakers of. He is to be severed, separated, divided for the work of the Lord. They shall not make baldness upon their head, neither shall they shave off the corner of their beard, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. Now, they shall be holy unto their God and not profane the name of their God, for the offerings, listen, of the Lord made by fire and the bread of their God they do offer, therefore they shall be holy. Now, I just let me go on. We're talking about the priesthood. That's what he's talking about. These men that held the priesthood could not defile themselves. They were certain things that they could defile themselves for their brothers and mothers and fathers, as I read there. But they could not be defiled and able to offer the Lord's offering. They were to be separated. They were to be divided. They were to be set apart. That's what he's talking about. They shall not take a wife that is a whore or profane. Neither shall they take a wife, a woman put away from her husband, for he is holy unto his God. Now you listen to this. Thou shalt sanctify him, therefore, for he offereth the bread of thy God. He shall be holy unto thee, for I the Lord, which sanctify you, am holy. And the daughter of any priest, now if she profane herself by playing the whore, she profaneth her father, she shall be burnt with fire. Now, number one, if a priest couldn't be married, how'd he get a daughter? So he couldn't profane himself, he couldn't defile himself. So, but as it said here, that if his daughter, my friend, played the whore, then it profaned her father. There's a direct line in the Old Testament between the father and the daughter, which is the virgin of his life. I can prove it to you by the Word of God. And I can prove it to you that when it comes down to marriage, my friend, that the father of the daughter, my friend, had a say in the marriage. Most certainly did. I ain't got time to get into all that. But it's in there. They were things, my friend, that the priest were separated that could not happen in their life. You say, preacher, it's awful harsh that his daughter had to be put to death. Yeah, but she profaned the Levite. She profaned the priest. how significant it was that they were separated. I'll say again tonight, if you ain't got the gist of the message, you'll leave here tonight knowing, thank God, that you are a separated, divided, severed people. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. You are. I'm talking to me and you. But I want you to hear, my friend, just how it was for the priest and the high priest, and he that is the high priest among his brethren. Listen. Upon whose head the anointing oil was poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garments, shall not uncover his head, nor rend his clothes. Now, folks, it'd take me a while to talk to you about that was uncovered. I'll give you a little gist. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Brethren, they uncovered the nakedness of their father by the acts that they done. Yes, they did. You can go and read it. Read it for yourself. They uncovered. Let me get done with these verses and I'll hush. I ain't finished. I got some more scriptures. And I'll probably read you one more verse after this. Neither shall he go into any dead body nor defile himself for his father or for his mother. This is the high priest. Neither shall he go out of the sanctuary nor profane the sanctuary of his God, for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am the Lord. He shall take a wife in her virginity. Now listen, high priest, a widow or a divorced woman or profane or an harlot, these shall he not take, but he shall take a virgin of his own people to wife. Neither shall he profane his seed among his people, for I, the Lord, do sanctify him. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron, saying, whosoever he be of thy seed in their generations that hath any blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of God. They had to be without spot and without blemish. Yes, they did. And if they done some of these things that they was told not to do, that set them aside. It blemished them. I hope you got the picture. That's the high priest. Listen, you know the office of the high priest. You know what he done. He went in once a year with the blood of bulls and goats and heifers, sprinkling, and he offered it. He offered it for a sin sacrifice. Now, New Testament. I'm going to read you one verse. I can find it right quick. I'm going to read you two or three verses. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind. Listen. Which when it was full, they drew to the shore and sat down and gathered the good into the vessels, but cast the bad away. Separated, did they not? Separated. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just.
and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus saith unto them, have you understood all these things? And they say unto him, yea, Lord. Then said he unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. I could go on and on tonight. There's a lot more scripture that we could read to you and what have you, but I believe tonight that you've got the point. And I hope that you feel the same way I do when I begin to read about sever. Separated. Divided. He says that God's people are peculiar people. Now that means a couple of things. It means strange, but it also means it left me. What? Y'all, somebody knows it. It means two things. It means strange. Of course, it means odd. It can be odd. But peculiar. It don't mean altogether what we think. It's a good word. It's a good word. It'll come to me. Preacher, you can't leave me hanging like that. Look it up. You can find it. It'll bless you. It'll bless you. Whether you got anything out of this message or not, I'm going to tell you, I sure have enjoyed trying to preach to you. I really have. About being severed. Special. Special. That's the word. Special. Peculiar. Well, preacher, it don't mean special. Look it up. That's all you got to do. Look it up. You are special people. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Peculiar. Doesn't altogether mean odd all the time. It don't mean strange all the time. Just as severed don't mean cut off all the time. It's used in that aspect. But in the Bible, it is mostly used as separated or divided. And I will say again, it's worth saying, thank God, you are not the divider. You are not the separator. Brethren, that comes from Him. Yes, sir. Now I'm going to tell you something. You might not think much about it, but I want you to know that it's a special thing for God to deal with your heart. Amen. Yes, it is. Preacher, He deals with everybody. He presents Himself to everybody. I'll leave that later just like it is.